How did it happen? Let's bring in Aaron David Miller. He's a former advisor to 6 U.S. Secretaries of State, and he's now a distinguished scholar with the Woodrow Wilson International Center. And Aaron, you were very critical of the decision not to send a higher-level official here to the United States. Now the White House apparently agrees with you. So let's talk about how it happened. In your vast experience, and as I should say, you work for both parties here. You have no partisan axe to grind. So in your vast experience in many administrations, is an affirmative decision made not to come here, or is it just a lack of appreciation of the significance of the event?
Well, John, I'm glad you pointed that out. I mean, it's really not a question of R and D, Republican and Democrat, left or right, liberal and conservative. On this one, it's a question of dumb on one hand and smart and effective on the other. And yesterday when I heard about this, I searched my mind to try to come up with any justification or pretext as to why the White House would not send. I mean, Eric Holder was there, didn't go to the rally, was there on business. Why the White House or the Department of State or Congress couldn't have fielded a bipartisan delegation to mark this extraordinary event. And I'm telling you, I cannot imagine. Either it wasn't thought through carefully, or alternatively, it wasn't thought through at all. I mean, it's a rare moment in the history of and the life of a nation when millions of people, more than have gathered in the streets of Paris since the end of the Second World War, come together in a display of extraordinary unity on an issue that's incredibly important, not just to France and Europe and the international community, but the United States. And as a victim of the worst terrorist attack in the last almost 15 years, it seems to me that the White House was tone deaf. Whether the I would have loved to see Barack Obama there, but who knows why he couldn't attend. The Vice President, Mrs. Obama, John Kerry was in India prepping for the President's trip. I know it's a pain, and no one likes to fly in an airplane, but he certainly has a track record of doing so, and he will circle back this week. But a moment was lost, John, and I think, a few things in politics are fatal. This is not fatal, certainly, but it certainly was a lost and missed opportunity to demonstrate solidarity, not only on counterterrorism, but for the values that we in the French stand.